Julian Castro says he plans on spending a lot of time on the campaign trail throughout 2018, and by that he means the campaign trail for other Democrats, not his own, at least for now. Castro says he is interested in his own presidential run in 2020, but he says he's not ready to make that announcement just yet.
I'm going to spend the bulk of the time between now and November helping candidates that are on the ballot this year get elected. At the same time, after the November election is done, I'm going to make a decision about my own future and whether to run for president in 2020.
Thursday, Castro will give the keynote address at New Hampshire's Young Democrats Granite Slate Awards. Trinity University political science professor David Crockett says New Hampshire is an early primary state that potential presidential candidates use as a litmus test to determine their level of support beyond their home state.
We know who he is in Texas, but that's not good enough to win a nomination. He needs to become more of a household name nationwide in the Democratic Party electorate. So the way you do that is to campaign for other office holders, and you're making speeches in other areas.
Castro says his decision on whether to run for president will be based on a combination of factors over the next year. And one of those factors, Crockett says, will likely be whether Democrats are able to win back a majority of seats in the U.S. House of Representatives this fall.
If they are able to take back the House, which is certainly possible, I think what that does is send a message to a Democratic candidate that the midterm election prophesies a good year for Democrats in 2020.
Crockett says if that happens, you'll likely see a crowded field of Democratic presidential candidates, similar to what Republican voters experienced during the 2016 presidential primaries. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.